Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're gonna have to talk me into this Warriors, because I'm worried.
No. I don't know. Well, I guess that's a worry, but I've never not felt like I've known. I don't know.
You didn't know the last 2 years.
I thought they were gonna win titles
the last 2 years, and they didn't.
Yeah, last year hurt. But the year before, the punch gate. But anyway, put some respect on my name.
Well,
I don't like when you have all these areas of opportunity for the player. They don't know who their starting five is. I'll take my victory lap for predicting last night. That's what I want. But my point is, Donnie, that's not good in the West. The West is a bear. And you're telling me you got openings? We got more openings. We got three. Like, I don't like that. It can all work out, but man, and Moody and Kuminga and Buddy Hield have been my stars of the preseason for the Warriors.
Well, I love our text line. I like what I'm seeing. And here's the first question I have for Warrior fans. And I'm giving you grief about, you know, you saying we don't know.
Okay.
and me saying, well, last 2 years we didn't really know either. But I will say this. There's something refreshing about the Warriors this year coming into the season, because there aren't a lot of expectations. They made the playoffs 2 years ago. They missed them last year.
Yep.
And they've changed their team a little bit. They got a lot of depth on this team. Now, I'm not somebody who automatically says, well, that depth is great. That depth is great, because I don't necessarily think depth wins you a lot of games.
I'm with you.
But I like what I'm seeing. And I like Mike Dunleavy's approach in the offseason. And
how would you describe that, his approach?
Very pragmatic. And you know me, Goo. I love pragmatism. So, you know, they went after Paul George, didn't get him.
Good.
They went after Lowry Markkanen, didn't get him.
I hate
good.
This. Yeah,
0-2. And instead, they brought in some role players to make up for the loss of Klay Thompson and Chris Paul. And they've got a lot of good players on this team. They've got one superstar and a lot of good players.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty obvious. I think they're going to have to make a move at some point.
See, that's where I'm at. That's what, like,
why wouldn't that be a good thing?
Because that means you don't have any continuity.
They have 11 players who can play.
What you're trying to build on right now, and I could be wrong, but if you're telling me down the road we're going to have a heart transplant, that's a big deal. So what momentum can you get if you're going to make a change? That's all. I could be totally wrong, but I'm hearing that left and right. And to your,
you
like what you're seeing. I like what I'm hearing. And I love Klay. I'm watching every Maverick game. I got it taped on a DVR. But, Stani, there is no doubt, when we went out and visited Chase Center and the Warriors on Media Day, that him being gone, I feel like there are no eggshells. I feel like guys can breathe.
Good.
And Klay is a Warrior through and through. But at the end of the day, that is going to manifest in something positive. But when you tell me they got 11 of something and 10 or 9 or 8, I don't know if that's good. That's why the trepidation, you sense it coming from me.
What if I tell you that one of the reasons Dunleavy assembled the roster like this was because it'll make it possible to make a move at some point this season? I'm just looking at the numbers.
All right.
Just count with me. Curry.
One.
Pajemski.
Two.
Wiggins.
Three.
Green.
Four.
Jackson Davis.
Five.
Hield.
Six.
Melton.
Seven.
Moody.
Eight.
Kyle Anderson.
Nine.
Kuminga.
Ten.
Looney.
11.
Payton.
12. That, I get it. So
you trade three of them.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
For a guy that, yeah. that, that
and they
brings
tried
you together.
To do that, Stoney, even before the addition.
Right. Yeah.
So I'll give Dunleavy they tried the Farhan thing. You tried, but man, and you're not planting your flag. And I can't wait, man. We got football, Chiefs, and the Warriors season start. But at the end of the day, you do know it takes two to tango. So what you might need at the grocery store, you hope they have it. What if they don't have what you need?
Well, they might not have it right now, and they may get it in stock in a month or two.
Right.
I heard Bonte talking this morning. I agree with him. There's always a guy or two who comes available. Now, if he fits, try to go get him. If he doesn't fit, move on to the next guy. But I do think I'm a big, big proponent of chemistry, teamwork, playing together. And I just feel like the Warriors right now, a cloud has been lifted
okay.
a little bit.
Because right. And I like what I'm seeing.
Klay Thompson's gone.
Right.
And I'm not saying he was a huge problem, but I do think that he impacted last year in ways that maybe we don't fully understand.
I was in denial, and I think you're correct.
And now they've got legitimate players. And my question is very simple. Are the Warriors better than they were last year? Last year they won 46 games. And you know what? And I'm this is the way I like to do it. And you can say it doesn't work. But it's too difficult to predict what the record's gonna need to be the 5 seed at this point. And so when I look at the last 2 years, I don't look at it as, well, 2 years ago, we got, you know, we won a round in the playoffs, and then we lost, and then last year we didn't make the playoffs. To me, I'm lumping the last 2 years together and saying it's been a 45-win team the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
44 last year, 44 a couple years ago, got you to 6. Last year, 46 wasn't good enough. So I just look at it as though, all right, 45 wins is the baseline or the number that they've averaged the last 2 years. Can they be better than a 45-win team this year? And I think they can. I think they can. And if they win 48 and they don't make the playoffs, well, that'll stink. But the goal, first and foremost, I think, is to win more games than last year. And if you can do that, I think you're going to have a good chance at making the postseason.
But listen, I'm not mad at any of that. You got me excited. But at the end of the day, I do know this, Donnie. The West is incredibly talented.
We'll see.
Okay, and you got teams
we'll
like the Warriors that didn't make it that are getting better. I'm looking at the Spurs, the Rockets, who are on your ass. But listen, I can look at you and tell you with everything in my heart that I know Klay Thompson not being here from a behind-the-scenes standpoint, you know, it was hard. But a guy that can shoot 38-39%, Chris Paul coming off the bench, who I didn't like his acquisition initially. But, Stoney, I think those two dudes, to have a OG come off the bench like Chris Paul did and help TJD and help Kuminga, like, you're going to miss that. So I need to see the show-me state that you can be better than you were in regard to a win total than last year without Klay Thompson. And I know it was a roller coaster for you and some others, but at the end of the day, it was 38-39% from deep. And now you don't have that, and you got three newbies.
Oh, you got somebody who shoots it better than Buddy Hield.
Well, preseason, he's on fire. But, you know, they're not small potatoes.
888-957-9570 is the number. And here's the way I'm looking at it. And this is one of the reasons that I'm looking forward to this year. And people might not like this, but I'm sick and tired. I was sick and tired of the last 2 years of people trying to talk about this team like they were a title winning team. Oh, they can win, get hot. They win 48, get hot, get in the play. Like, I just never thought that was realistic. Mm. Okay. That's the way that went. This year, it feels like finally we're done with title or bust. And the fact that the expectations of this team are uncertain, that's perfect because it sets up the opportunity to exceed expectations.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.